This is the Visionary Collective podcast, helping visionary, purpose-led entrepreneurs and leaders come together to activate their biggest visions and have the unshakable confidence to build a successful and fulfilling life and business that makes a difference in the world. I'm Lisa Mitchell, and I'll be sharing everything you need to create the foundations and growth to build your legacy. You know you are here to do something bigger as part of the Visionary Collective. Hi, and welcome to this episode. So I am recording this at the end of 2022 and thinking and moving into 2023. So today I wanted to create an episode talking about how you create an amazing 2023 using my model, which is called the Visionary Way. So the Visionary Way came out of watching lots of visionaries, working with lots of visionaries within my business who created these amazing businesses, who lived by their vision and their potential, who created amazing organizations and business around that vision and potential. And so it came out of a more from a work perspective. How do you be a visionary? How do you create amazing things in the world? But actually, I was conscious that as I created this model, the Visionary Way, it sort of started from there. But then I realized it was really a life and work model, because I'm not someone that just wants success in work, who believes in sacrifice for work or any of those old kind of models and ways of thinking. I created a concept this year called visionary success. So how do we create visionary success across all aspects of our life? How do we create something that's aligned and integrated and amazing across all aspects of our life? And so I don't believe that you have to sacrifice one area of your life for another. I was talking to a client the other day and I said, well, why wouldn't you choose to have amazing experiences and to have everything you want across every aspect of your life? Why wouldn't that be true? You know, why wouldn't that be the model that we live by? If you believe in a higher power, universe or whatever, as I do, why wouldn't the universe want that for us? Why would it say, oh, you can have that in work, but not that in life? You can have the amazing job, but you can't have the amazing career, right? You can serve people, but not have money. That doesn't make any sense when you think about it logically. The universe is based on abundance and based on desire and based on a positive gratification. So that's what we want to create. So as you plan into 2023, what I want you to think about and to connect to is, what if I got to have it all? You know, what if I got to have the amazing work that fulfills me, and I got to have a fantastic relationship, and I got to have kids or spend time with my kids if that's what I want, and I got to develop myself, and I got to travel and, you know, to do all the things that you want to do. Not from a have it all perspective, which is, you know, in that old way of like, I must have it all. I must prove that I am an amazing mother and a businesswoman and all of these things. Then you burn yourself out. But actually in a sense of like integration and alignment. And, you know, I'm me at the center of this whole story called my life. And I get to decide what it is and how it gets to be. And I choose to be a mum and a businesswoman and an entrepreneur and a visionary. And I also love to travel. And I love to do things like skiing. And I love to spend time with my family. And I like to have time off so I can be creative and think about the next steps in my business. And I get to do all of that. Right? So whatever your version of that is, that's how I want you to think about 2023. Please do not get distracted by what's in the media right now. Okay? You know, I am literally staying away from all media at the minute, because everything is about doom and gloom and recession and heating bills and the return of COVID. And apparently there's a problem with chickens now, so there's no eggs. I mean, it's always something in the world, right? So I choose to live in a place of manifestation and abundance and, you know, my ability to create my reality around me. And I think if we all did that, we would have a very different reality, actually. That's part of my agenda with this Visionary Collective podcast and part of my mission to help us live and work in a different way. So coming back to planning for 2023. So the first thing I want to say is, to create and vision 2023 from a place of abundance, from a place of vision, from a place of desire. Too often we look at the next year or whatever that next thing is that we're creating from a place of the current reality. well, this is what I've done this year. Therefore, that's what I'm capable of. Therefore, that's how far I can stretch next year. Not true. Okay. You know, you'll see people and think people all the time that just seem to go from zero to millionaire overnight, right? It's not overnight. It's a result of everything else that's happened, you know, but it is a question of alignment, not time. So if we can vision it, if we can desire it, if we can get all our feeling and our energy behind it, then we can create it. So I want you to come from that blue sky, open perspective. I can have whatever I want in 2023 perspective. Okay. So if you haven't come across my Visionary Way model before, I'll tell you what the pieces are, and then I'll explain this process as we go through. So the piece of the Visionary Way, which is an integrated, aligned, potential-based way to live life and work. So the first thing is to connect. Everything comes from connection. Without connection, we can't create anything in our life. And actually, we definitely can't create the things that we want. So I'm going to talk about connection first. Then the second C is clarity. How do I get clear on what I actually want? You know, not what just seems logical or what somebody else wants for me or what I feel like I ought to be doing, but actually clarity on what I really want and then clarity on how I get there. The third C of the model, there's five, is clearing. So to make sure that I'm clearing as I go, both from clearing what needs to be cleared from this year that's just gone and clearing also when I create my big vision, your system is likely to go, what? That's not possible, you know, so we need to clear all the resistance from there too. The fourth C is conscious creation. So once you know what you want and you've cleared what's in the way, you can move into conscious creation. You can actually have a plan that you're excited about to create for next year, very conscious plan. And the last C of the five is co-creation. So who do I need with me in my team on this journey to create this amazing thing that I'm going to create? Because if you have big visions and big plans for 2023, the reality is you're not going to do it on your own. So whether that's in your family or with your partner or your kids, or it's in business with your team, maybe you want to expand your team or expand your business in 2023, you will need this co-creation to really create amazing things in 2023. And hopefully things that have meaning and purpose and create an impact in the world. Because when you've got that running behind it, you'll find it all flows much more easily. So this just came to me, by the way, when I was walking on the beach with my dog. So I live in Bournemouth near the beach, and I've been interviewing people for my podcast this morning, which has been awesome, connecting with other visionary founders and people that are up to good things in the world. And I thought, I really need a break. I'm going to go and walk on the beach with my dog. And so I did. And she's like a completely happy spirit, Labrador, beautiful creature. So I was walking on the beach and I wanted to do this episode about planning for 2023. And as I was walking on the beach, I thought, oh, do you know what? I could connect this into the Visionary Way. I've just realized that's how I plan for the next year. I always go through this process of letting go of the old, clearing the old, moving into the new at the end of the year. And also sometimes in spring too, when I feel that sense of newness emerging and clearing of the old. So I say that now on this podcast because, you know, I want you to feel into things. I don't want you to push this process. Oh, I need to do it by December the 23rd or whatever the date is, right? Or by the 31st. Oh my God, it's not flowing. I want you to do this in a way that you give yourself space and freedom. And such a nice feeling when I walk up this sort of walkway from the beach back up to the road. And suddenly thought, oh, what if I link these ideas, these thoughts that I do every year, and I link it through to the Visionary Way? So this is the first time I've ever talked about it in this way. This is hot off the press, and I actually love it. So I hope you love it too. So the first thing, as I say, when we're doing anything, actually, the foundation of everything I talk about and everything in life is connection. And that sounds like an obvious thing to say, but the reality is that the majority of human beings at this point in time walk about very disconnected. You know, we think we're connected because we're attached to our phones and social media and we're always available and we're on Wi-Fi and, you know, we spend lots of time in meetings and all of those things. But actually, it's not true deep connection. And for you to be able to create next year in a beautiful, magical, aligned, integrated way, you need to feel that sense of connection. So this is really primarily about connection to self. So when you start to think about this year and moving into next year, I want you to do it from a deep place of connection. I want you to take time. I want you to slow down. I want you to feel into your heart. And so for me, this is either sitting and meditating and journaling in bed in the morning, or it's walking on the beach, or it's just taking a little time to lie down and have a nap in the day, but just to feel that sense of connection to me. So letting go of my personas, my roles as a mother, as a businesswoman, as an entrepreneur, and just sinking into me, feeling that sense of my body, the connection to my body, everything that I'm creating, and just letting myself sink into that and going, how do I feel? What's in my heart right now? Can I sink into my body, my energy, my emotions, my physicality? Can I feel into the last year? Can I feel into what's coming? Maybe I can feel into my purpose in the world, my bigger vision in the world, a yearning in my soul for what I want to do moving forward. Can you feel how my energy settles? Just taking deep breaths and settling and connecting. And I'm doing that right now because I want you to have a sense of what this process will feel like at the beginning. So feel the calmness, feel the connection. Feel that sinking into your body. And everything we do, particularly at the beginning of this process, is going to be about connection, about reflection, taking the time out. I do a lot of my work with business people and businesses. And one of the things that I notice a lot is we don't take the time to reflect. The pace of life is so fast that it's like, oh, we deliver one thing, then we move on to the next thing, then we move on to the next thing, right? And we just don't take the time to feel into our hearts and go, what happened there? How was this project? How did I feel about it? Am I pleased with it? What would I do differently? What's the learnings that we can take into the future? Did it really achieve our goals and our vision and what we're here to do in the world? How often do we really ask ourselves those questions? So I want you to know, if you imagine this process, I want you to see connection at the center of it. Because only from that place of connection can we ask ourselves the right questions. This whole process of connecting into this year and heading into the next is an internal process. Yes, you will create external things as a result of it, but the beginning of it is an internal process. And so it needs time and space. It needs you to sit quietly. It needs you to walk on the beach or walk in nature or run if you, you know, get pleasure from something like that. Clearly, I don't. Wasn't said with a great deal of enthusiasm. And, you know, meditate if you like to meditate, listen to, you know, a meditation process, something like that, journal. Just feel into, take your mind back over the last year. So what we're going to do first off is to really connect, because we want to clarify, we want to go with clarity into the next year. But in order to do that, we need to connect and clear the year that's gone, okay? So your first process, step one in this whole process, is to connect. And it's to really connect and look back. So imagine myself almost traveling back along this timeline back to January. You know, what happened this year? What am I pleased with? What am I proud of? What's been the big milestones this year? What's been the challenges? Where do I feel like things have gone really well? And there's things that I've grown into and evolved into and things I've done this year that I want to take with me. I can feel how I've grown as an individual. I can feel how I've shifted. And on the other side, there might be things that you go, actually, I feel like I've learned that lesson now. I can let go of that. I don't need to repeat that again. Actually, I let myself get off track there. You know, it was all purposeful, you know, so there's no, let's assume that everything happens for a reason. There's no judgment in here. So really let go of judgment and criticism, you know, oh God, I did that again. I shouldn't have done that. Or, you know, I can't believe I did that again. Or, oh my God, I went down the totally wrong route there. Can you feel how I'm coming out of my connection and into my head, right? So I want you to just notice, imagine that you're that kind of impartial observer. Interestingly, I got a little bit like waylaid on that one. What was that about? What was the learning in it? What did I need to do differently? How can I be really conscious about what I'm creating in the future? You know, what was the learning in that challenge that I had? So we're reflecting on all of those things, the things that I feel good about, the things that I'm proud of, the way I evolved as a human being over this year. And also what I'm letting go of, you know, what are the things that I know now no longer serve me? What are the lessons I've learned? What did I get from those challenges? What can I be grateful for in those challenges? Because actually it helped me grow and evolve. And what am I choosing to not repeat in 2023? So you have to do this process, this reflection process, from a very open spirit, a spirit of generosity towards yourself. So imagine that somebody else was telling you these stories. You wouldn't be like, oh my God, I can't believe you got stuck there again, right? But sometimes we have that voice with ourselves. You know, that voice that doesn't help us, that criticizes us, that says, you should be somewhere else. You should be further ahead by now. You should have learned that lesson by now. So that's why it's so important to do this from an open-hearted, connected space, because I want you to feel into, what is this? What am I moving beyond? What am I creating differently? How can I really take this forward? That's what I want you to do. Okay. So you're going to reflect on the last year. And it's so important to do this and not rush into 2023. So often we're like, right, that's that year done. We're going to move forward and create a vision board for 2023. But you take with you all this stuff from this year. You're not consciously creating what you want to create in the future. You're just rushing forward. So this process of reflection and generosity to self, and, you know, really feeling into and being so appreciative of the journey that this human self has been on for the last year is so important. And it will make your manifestation, I talk a lot about manifestation too, it will make your manifestations and visions so much easier in 2023 if you take the time to reflect and clear 2022 first. So once you've connected, then you're going to clear what doesn't serve you. Okay. So you need to let go of the pieces that you want to stay in 2022. So maybe you've come out of a relationship and you've worked through that. And, you know, it's been a bit painful. It's been a tough journey. And you think, okay, I'm done with that now. I'm leaving that behind in 2022. I know I've learned the lessons now. I know I don't need to repeat that relationship again. So I'm leaving that behind in 2022. And I want you to note down the things that you're leaving behind. Okay. Maybe you realize that you were overgiving and people pleasing in your business. And you think, do you know what? I've learned that lesson now. I don't need to do that anymore. I'm not going to do that in 2023. So I'm going to leave that behind, that element of myself. I'm done with that. I don't need that part of me anymore. I'm going to leave that behind in 2022. Okay. Maybe you set up a business and you think, actually, that wasn't the right thing for me. I'm going to create something new in 2023. So you leave that behind. Maybe there are some relationships that you've decided to take out of your life because they don't serve you, and you can leave those behind in 2022. So I want you to list out all the things that you're clearing, all the things that you're energetically leaving behind, that you're saying goodbye to in 2022. And I want you to consciously know that you're leaving them behind, right? So this is an energetic process. We're in the kind of conscious awareness and the energetic letting go. So consciously, I'm going to really think about, what am I letting go of? What am I leaving behind in 2022? And I'm going to write all those down, and I'm going to journal on them, and I'm going to explore them, and I'm going to be with them from a place of no judgment. And then we want to leave them behind. Okay. So for me, journaling on things is a brilliant way of clearing, you know, to just journal out, you know, what was this thing about? What did I learn from it? What was the gift in it? Because every challenge has a gift. You know, it evolves as it moves us forward. It shines a light on the pieces of us that need to heal often, right? So I want you to see it from that perspective. What did I learn from these things? You know, and if you notice that you have residual feelings of anger, frustration, all of those things, then get those out. You know, rant about them, shout about them, journal about them, get them out. Don't take anything toxic into 2023. Okay. For me personally, I do a process at the end of the year with my daughter where we write down the things that we don't want to take into the next year that we're done with, and we read them out, and then we burn them in a fire. There's something so cathartic about that. We have a fire pit, and, you know, we've done this on the beach actually sometimes with a little fire, or we do it in the garden with a fire pit. And we consciously say out loud the things that we're done with, and then we burn them in the fire. And I find there's something about that energy of burning things in the fire that feels really cathartic to me. So can you feel what I'm talking about? That before you launch yourself into the next year, it's so important to have this reflection time to connect, to clear, so that you can come into clarity. For 2022, what happened in 2022? Can you be clear about that journey of the journey that you were on? And then can you have clarity into 2023? So you'll find if you take time to do this process at the beginning, that you can move into 2023 cleanly, okay? You can move into 2023 going, oh my gosh, I feel like I've kind of like purged a whole load of things out of my system. So you're already going to feel so much clearer coming into 2023. And then our job is to create as clear a vision as we can in 2023 about what we want. I have this image I use a lot, which is like being a tuning fork. So can you be that tuning fork for your desires? Can it go zing, you know, and you're vibrating at the level of the thing that you want? And that's really what we're doing when we're talking about energetics and manifestation. How can I line my energy up with the things that I want, which are always in the desires, the vision, the feeling realms, right? That's how we manifest. That's how we create what we want. Okay. So I want you to, when you're looking for the clarity about 2023, again, please remember this is not a brain exercise. This is an emotional, energetic exercise. So for me, I like to get post-its and big pieces of paper. In fact, I don't normally even use paper. I just get post-its and stick them on the wall in my office. But, you know, you may find other ways. You may like to mind map. You might like to just journal on things. But find a creative way, you know, find a creative way to just brainstorm with yourself. And I want you to do this from the perspective I said at the beginning, which is everything is possible. I can have anything I want. I choose to have whatever I want in 2023. It's like there's this beautiful doorway and portal into 2023. And what I'm going to do is create something extraordinary. So I'm doing this in the perspective that I get to have everything I want and need in 2023. And I want you to come from that blue sky. Before you ever put any actions, any feasibility stuff in there, any logistics, any logic, I want you to just connect your desires. If I looked at 2023, if I was here in a year's time and I was looking back on 2023 and I said, my God, that was an extraordinary year. I created so much of what I wanted in that year. Oh my God, I can't believe how far I came. You know, I met the beautiful man. I moved into my dream home. I created millions. I created the business of my dreams. Can you feel how big I'm going, right? There may be some of mine in there. So really go all out. What is it you really want? What's that clarity that you really want in 2023? You know, for me, it's, you know, expanding the business in a new way, creating a different model for the business, really creating a, like another level of abundance in the business in a whole other way, creating the movement of which this podcast is the nucleus, you know, really feeling like I've built that audience, I've built that movement in the way that I have such a desire for. Having a beautiful relationship in our lives, in mine and Ella Ray's life, you know, having this beautiful man come into our life and to create this lovely family with us moving forward, you know, having a beautiful home that we feel really settled and happy in. So all of these things, you know, to dream, to feel into, to go, oh my God, I really desire that, you know, and there may be massive things like a new home, new relationship, making millions, whatever the thing is, right? And it may be, do you know what? I really want to be super fit and healthy next year. I want to play tennis. Oh my God, I want to learn to play tennis again. I want to horse ride. I really want to travel. You know, again, these may be things on my list. So what are all those things that you really desire for 2023? And notice I'm using the word desire, not want. Has a whole other energy. What do I desire in 2023? And how can I allow that free reign? Oh my God. Yeah, feels amazing. right? That's what I want you to come to clarity about. So thinking about all areas of your life, you know, if you look up a wheel of life online, you'll see kind of finance, family, business and work, spirituality, social life, friends, you know, make sure that you think about all of those areas. You know, travel and adventure is a big one for me. Think about all those areas and just give yourself free rein. Just allow all those things to flow out. Oh my God, imagine if I had that. Imagine when I have that, I should say. How amazing will that be? Oh my God, this feels so exciting, right? So I'm building up my energy and momentum and passion for this thing that's coming. It just feels so extraordinary. It's just like, oh my God, this is amazing. I really want to do this, right? That's what I want you to feel like. So we create this vision, you know, and ideally you have a kind of an oval overarching vision that sits over the top of it. So if you don't know what that vision is yet, pan back through these podcasts, because these episodes, because there will be ones on vision in here. It's something I'm really passionate about. You know, my vision is to have people live and work the visionary way, to revolutionize how we live and work, to expand consciousness on the planet. So that's my overarching vision. So when I'm looking for clarity, I'm like, how does this build this sense of, you know, my purpose, my meaning, my impact on the planet? And that isn't just about work. It's how I am with my family, with my daughter. It's how I am across all aspects of my life. Am I really creating this revolution in how we live and work? So if you have a bigger vision statement, it will make all of this, it will give it the rocket fuel to really get delivered in 2023. Okay. So go back and listen to some of the other episodes on vision if you're not clear about that. So then what happens? Well, we create this clarity. We're like, oh my God, now I'm so fired up. There's all these things I want to do. And then what comes up? Often resistance, right? Oh, but now I've got to, you know, get sensible, haven't I? I've got to think about how am I going to do that? I mean, I don't have the money. I don't have the resource. I'm never going to get a mortgage because I'm self-employed, blah, 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 right? The brain loves to tell you all the reasons why not. So again, we're just going to be with that resistance and we're going to go through a second clearing, okay? So here's the stuff that's coming up. Interesting. How can I clear this? How can I get out of resistance and what I can't have? And again, you know, you can journal on this. Like, huh, that's interesting that I don't think that I can have that. Can you feel my impartial observer aspect to it, right? Of like, isn't that curious? I notice that I don't have a lot of resistance about my family life, but I do have a lot of resistance about work. What's that about? What do I believe about work or money or whatever that means I can't have it? What does that mean, right? So again, just in the conscious awareness, we're clearing, we're looking at those things going, well, is that true? Is that true that if I'm self-employed, I'm never going to get a mortgage? Actually, it's not, because I know lots of people who are self-employed who've got mortgages. So that's not true, right? Is it true that I couldn't make a million next year? Well, people do. I could name people who do, right? So maybe that's not true. So we're just kind of like breaking down those beliefs that the brain has. Then we can start clearing it emotionally and energetically. So journaling on it, affirmations, go and rant on the beach about it, get the whole thing out, right? There are lots of different ways that you can clear. And, you know, one of the things I do is a deeper subconscious healing process. So if you're interested in that, also reach out to me, because sometimes these things are very entrenched and they're not logical. So we can't find them on a logical level. They're much more entrenched than that. So do reach out to me if you feel like there's something blocking you that you can't get to the bottom of. So we're clearing. So when I come back to the visionary way model, we've come from a place of connection. We've clarified, we've cleared. Both the old year going out and the new year coming through, okay? And all the resistance to the vision that's coming through. And then, and only then, are we going to get into conscious creation, okay? And conscious creation just means I'm not just going with the flow. I'm not like hitting 2023 and somebody says they want something and I respond and I just go on that hamster wheel. Conscious creation is about being a creator. So this is where we're moving in this whole model. Okay, so now I know what my vision is. I've cleared some stuff. It still feels scary. Good. That means it's big, right? That means you're evolving and stretching and growing. That's good. As long as you're not in terror, right? So, you know, it feels a bit like, ooh, on the edge of my seat. So this is okay, right? This is good. And now I have to get into conscious creation. Okay, so I'm in the belief that I can have all these things. I can do all these things. What do I need to consciously create to get there? What's the steps that I need to take? If I felt into it, I'd be like, I feel like actually I need more clarity on my business. I need to really, you know, I need to focus on that in the first quarter. Maybe that's my focus for 2023, the first quarter, right? I love to ski. So maybe also I want travel in there. That's really important there. Family feels pretty good. I don't feel like I have to put loads of energy into that at the minute. So I'm going to make sure that I'm keeping that going, but it feels good to me. I do feel like I need a bit more personal development. How am I going to create that, right? So I'm being a conscious creator. I'm not just sort of kind of like going with the flow. I'm being a conscious creator, and that's what I want you to be, okay? So that's the conscious creation. And then the last piece of this is what we call co-creation. So, well, even if you are Superman, I was going to say unless you're Superman, but even if you are, you still got to have your Lois Lane, right? This is a bad analogy. I've now gone down, but anyway. So you need other people to help you create your vision. You know, you might need your partner on board with this big vision and big plan that you've got. You'll need to co-create. If you do have a partner or a husband or a wife, you need to co-create this vision with them so you're on the same path, right? I co-create with my daughter all the time, you know, and I do that as a continual process because she's changing and growing all the time. So how I was with her 6 months ago wouldn't work now. You know, she may say, well, I don't want you to go away for work, mummy, which she does a lot. And I might say, well, okay, but I need to do that because it's part of how I get satisfaction for me. And also there's something big in the business here. I don't go away all the time, but I know this is a big thing, right? But I tell you what, when we come back, why don't we do something super fun together? Tell me what you want to do, right? It's a co-creation. She's in her power. I'm in my power. And we come together to co-create. And actually, I have to tell you that being with my daughter has probably taught me more about relationships and made me better at relationships than I've ever been in my life, because it's such a co-created partnership. And many people who meet us actually comment on that co-created partnership and how amazing it is. So all gratitude to her and what she and I have created together. So you need to co-create. So all of these topics are huge, you know, and actually I am going to create a program around this subject. Probably not in 2022 because I have some other things that I'm consciously creating on my plate, but this will become a process that you can run through, that you can do with me, because each of these pieces has so much in it, as you can feel. But actually, you know, the last piece is co-creation. I coined this term co-creation because I felt like collaboration was too soft, and collaboration was kind of like, oh, I give and you give, and then we find this middle ground. And what I found many times is that middle ground is like almost like nobody's happy with. So when I talk about co-creation, I go, okay, I'm in my vision, you're in your vision and energy, and we come together in a powerful way to co-create, right? So when I create with businesses, when I go into businesses, I'm in my vision and what I believe is possible in the world and what I'm passionate about. And then I listen to their vision and what they're creating in the world. And I find that if it's right for me to work with them, it lines up. So their vision reflects my vision and vice versa. And so when we come together, we have the purity of our two visions. And yet there's enough crossover in them, if you like. There's enough mutual ground to mean that it moves both our visions forward. But I'm not downplaying my vision and they're not downplaying theirs. We're co-creating from being two powerful enterprises, two powerful energies. So again, in relationships, if I come into relationship with someone, I'm being in my energy and power and they're being in their energy and power, and we're co-creating from that space. So this is the final piece of the jigsaw, is to say, right, where's the co-creations here? Like when I look at these pieces of my life, and I don't want you to take other people into consideration in the early stages, okay? So when you're creating clarity for yourself, when you're in your dreaming stage, if you like, I want you to just dream. I don't want you to think, oh, what would my partner think about that? That would mean I have to leave my job. How would I tell my boss? I don't want you to think about anybody else. I just want you to think about you. And then in the conscious creation and co-creation pieces is when we activate this vision and we make it real. And so we start to come together to say, you know, actually, like, how does this work? And I need to talk to my partner about it. I need him to understand this vision that I'm in. I need him to understand these pieces. And ideally, he would also go through his own process or her own process about this too, right? And then you've got both your visions, both your individual pieces that you then bring together and say, okay, how do I stay with my vision? You stay with your vision. And how do these things map together in a way where neither of us loses, right? This is win-win territory for everybody, right? If somebody feels like they've lost, then you've lost the game, right? Because there'll be resentment, there'll be low energy. It'll feel yucky on both sides. We do not want winners and losers, okay? We want win-wins. So that's what we're aiming for here. So this is a lot to cover in one podcast episode. And I'm only able to cover this at a very top line level. But I'm hoping even in sharing it in this way, that you can really feel into, oh, I get it. Okay, I would have rushed over the first piece actually, but I'm going to take the time to reflect. Okay, I get that I need to be in that dreaming state when I think about 2023. Yeah, I want to be in conscious creation. I don't want to just launch myself into 2023 and then realize that I haven't really created it in the beginning stages. I want to think about how to co-create it with other people. And also so other people can help you. You can form alliances and partnerships that means that other people can help you, which can also create a massive momentum and extraordinariness. Extraordinariness? Is that a word? I don't know. My word. In what you're planning and creating in 2023. I honestly believe that this is how we create change in the world. We sit in our own space as visionaries. You know, this is why this podcast is called The Visionary Collective, okay? Because we sit in our own space as visionaries. We do the work, you know? We sit with all the pieces, the challenges, the painful pieces, the gratitude, the joy. We connect to it all. We choose what we leave behind and what we take with us. We allow ourselves to dream about what we're creating. And then we take that responsibility for the conscious creation. And we come together as visionaries in our collectives, whether that's at home or work or whatever, our communities. We come together as collectives, holding our own visions, holding that sense of self-responsibility for our own visions. And then we see the kind of, I'm waving my arms around here, but the kind of spider web. We see kind of like, oh, I can see where this aligns with your vision. I can see where we can help each other. Oh my God, I really want to do that. And you really want to do that. And we have our own flavor of it. We could come together and do something extraordinary. That's the Visionary Collective. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I hope it's fired you up. I hope you're feeling like now, like, oh my God, I feel really excited to get on with this process now because it's going to be brilliant. I want you to feel into this amazing year that you can make 2023 and every year following that, how amazing these years can be when we claim our visionary power, when we create visionary success, when we learn how to do this the visionary way. That's my legacy. That's my power and what I'm creating in the world. And I'm so, I'm loving this episode and sharing this with you guys. And maybe it will come in 2022 because I'm now feeling like I want to launch this program immediately. But I'm going to sit with that. So I hope you've enjoyed it. If you've got questions and thoughts and whatever, do come and join the community, the Visionary Collective. And also you can reach out to me on social media. I love to hear how these episodes go down. Leave us a review and comment as well, because that helps get this podcast out into the world. And I will continue to do my piece and my vision, which is creating this Visionary Collective, creating a space for us to learn and grow together. And that will go on for many years to come. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to the Visionary Collective podcast with Lisa Mitchell. If you want to be part of this exciting bigger movement, come and join other amazing visionary purpose-led entrepreneurs in my free Facebook group, The Visionary Collective.